do begin.
Hey, what is up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Primate Podcast, the first official episode since the hiatus. Thank you to everybody who's stuck around. Thank you for those new faces that I've been seeing. It feels great to be back on the microphone. And I don't know, I'm excited for the future. That's all I can really say. So thank you for being on this journey with me, and let's see where this goes. Real quick, before we start the episode, though, I just want to kind of give you guys a few updates. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been uploading stuff about the NFT project that I've been working on over the last year. At this point, that thing's pretty advanced in its stages. So, you know, at this point, I'm reaching out to people who voted, I think maybe about a little over a month ago, in terms of anybody who had Discord. If you have Discord and you did vote on that, I made sure to make a note of it. I have your name amongst my secret files, my secret notes, my little black notebook, per se. So I have your name written down. I will be reaching out to you in a matter of maybe the next week or two, possibly three. There's a lot of moving parts to this, so please, 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 please bear with me. But I'll be reaching out to you. You are what I consider an OG. You've been supporting from the get-go, and you're going to be treated like a king or a queen, whatever you feel. But keep an eye out. I'll be reaching out to you personally. And for those other people who are like, wait, what? What's Discord? What? Isn't that for video games or what? Yes, it is. But over the last couple of years, Discord has grown to be a much bigger presence than that. At this point, organizations, businesses, you know, educational fucking facilities, all these people are kind of integrating Discord into their kind of just their workplace, their workflow. At this point, it's become a place where you can build a community and kind of just bring everybody together, right? And ultimately, that's what we want to do in general. We want to build a community. We want to bring back that connection that seems to have, I don't know, disappeared or just kind of weakened over the last couple of decades. But we're trying to bring it back. So moving forward, keep an eye on those Discord invites. If you guys are like, well, I don't do Discord. Well, okay, there's also Twitter. Follow the Twitter page. Just you know, keep an eye out for stuff. I'll make sure to let you guys know. I'm also releasing an episode in the next couple of weeks, a little bit before I reach out to you guys with the Discord. Just to kind of fill you guys in on what NFTs are, how to like work around them. And if you're curious about minting one of these guys, one of these little monkeys, one of these very, very special social primates, you're going to want to check this out. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be full of information that you're going to want to know. And yeah, moving forward. And now for music. Most recently, I came across some new music from Earth Rebel with his song Grind. Check it out. Stick around at the end of the episode for the full track. And as usual, I want to make sure you guys are supporting each other. I'm going to give you guys a little challenge here. Personally, it's up to you if you do it. If you tell yourself you're going to do it, the most important thing you can do is keep a promise to yourself. Keep a commitment to yourself, right? Because if you don't value yourself enough to tell yourself, okay, I'm going to go through with this, then is your word worthy? Is it? Who knows? Only you know the answer to that. I know for a fact that if I tell myself I'm going to do something and if I don't do it, I feel like a fucking liar. I feel really bad. I'm like, oh man, I can't even keep my own word. And I don't like that feeling. Okay. But if you decide to do this, support a local business, right? Because wherever you are, there's local vendors, there's local people, there's local businesses. Go support them, right? Instead of buying that Dove fucking soap, which I did the last time I went shopping. And I'm going to change that though, right? I'm going to do this with you guys. So next time I see some soap, I'm going to buy some handmade soap or something. But similar, you guys need to take up some, if you guys decide to take up on that challenge, go support somebody fucking just one day out of the month, right? One time out of the month, just go do it. See how it feels. See if it's a product that changes your life. See if it's a product that did not change your life. Just support somebody. Please, let's get on board with that. Let's try to make something happen. You know, one good charitable act or one good act is enough to cause a domino effect. So let's work on that, guys. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I'm not going to be giving introductions on my guests. Just check out the conversation. this is what we're here for. Let's hear a discussion. Let's hear a talk. Let's hear the essence of the human experience. Hope you guys like the episode. I'll see you next week. What is up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Primate Podcast. Man, first and foremost, this is the first episode back with an official guest in front of me. And the last episode I did was a solo, so it was weird. That was really weird. But today, my guest is David Solis, or David Solis. Oh, let's go with David Solis. Session sounds professional. What's up, man? Thank you for coming out.
No, gracias for the invite. I appreciate it, you know. I did listen to the last episode you had, so that was what made you feel weird about it.
It was just solo. I've never really done solo episodes because I feel like I go on a rant, and I'm just like, dude, like what are you talking about? ¿Qué estás diciendo? So, like, I forget halfway, and I'm like, fuck, I have to press pause, figure out what was I saying again to, you know, to catch my thoughts again, and it's just weird. Like, they're not my favorite to do, but I know occasionally I have to do it because I have to. Get a point out there, you know, so I deal with it, but I prefer talking to people, you know, because if I have nothing to say, I can just like kind of let you be like, hey, David, answer these questions.
Take the conversation.
Take the reins, you know? Take the lead, you know? So that makes it easy for sure. But yeah, dude, thank you for coming out. I wanted people to kind of come back to the show with, like, I guess, a gist of what I'm trying to accomplish over the next couple months, you know, and in my head in the next couple of years, you know, it's something I'm hoping to continue building. And you're kind of getting a taste of it now, you know. Just real quick, the last year for me, I've been able to catch up on a bunch of stuff, and I've decided I needed to make progress in a bunch of things. And this is one of these projects that I feel like I need to put more effort into. And I feel like it's time that, you know, I think every now and then in our lives, we come to a point where we're like, dude, I gotta do better. Like, I gotta accomplish things, you know? So I kind of wanted to bring you on here because over the last year that I've been away, I've kind of, you know, still been seeing what you've been posting. I saw the content you were consistently posting, like during COVID time and all that. And I, you know, it's one of those things that you come across and you're like, damn, there's people out there that are putting in the work as well, you know? Like, I feel like every now and then we find people in around our area that are kind of trying to achieve the same goal. And then that's what makes you think like, hey, this is worth it. You know, there's other like-minded people and we have to bring them together. So you're here.
Again, gracias for the invite. I appreciate it. I guess to just some extent, it was like you talk about, you know, just putting in the work. And so I really want to, I guess, there's like this mentality of like the hustle culture, like mm-hmm. you always got to do something, you know? And I think at some point, like the reality is like, you have to take a break, mm-hmm. you know? So when you mentioned like, I had to, you know, step away from the podcast and really focus on myself, that's just the reality. And a lot of people, like, we get diverted based on what we see on social media, right? Like, there's a lot of people like hustling and putting in mm-hmm. work and doing all these things, you know, but they don't talk about the negative, you know, they won't post, you know, like a negative, you know, situation that happened. And so it just makes sense for you to just, you know, distance yourself. And we have to, for me personally, I think at some point we have to really dive into the conversation of like, what does it mean to actually achieve success mm-hmm. in whatever level it is that you're trying to, you know, and it's not just career wise, it's not just, you know, at the personal level, like there's different areas. And so sometimes you just have to take that step back, you know, like for myself, we didn't record an episode for quite some time, but I knew that I wanted to get back to it too. Right. And so I just had to wait. It wasn't the right moment for me because I had to deal with other things that were happening during COVID, right?
Right.
And, you know, I had to prioritize that, really focus on that, really get my act together, you know, focus on the family, making sure that everybody's okay, making sure that, you know, we're not struggling. Mm-hmm. And then from there, entonces, all right, what's next?
Yeah.
Is it the podcast? Is it something else that I want to start or something else that I want to bring back up, you know? So seeing, you know, the space that you're creating, you know, having the first eye on it, like, I'm really looking forward to what you're going to bring up next.
It's easy for anybody to just come in here and be like, bro, I'm going to get mugged in here or somebody's going to toss me out the window. Honestly, I came in here and I was like, man, this place needs to be fixed up. But like you said, everything, first of all, is going to start with that first step. It's going to start with a rough draft, you know, like anything you start in. And that's something that I learned just again. I've done it plenty of times throughout my life, but it happened most recently where, you know, if I need to start something, it starts with a sketch, like some shitty looking thing. And you're like, man, that doesn't look good. But the idea is on paper at this point. And now it's up to you to kind of go in there and start, you know, making the lines even, straightening them out, doing, you know, cleaning it up. And at that point, at the end, the result is your final product, which is the full effort of what you've been putting into. And I think it's easy for people to forget that when they're on social media, because you're looking at this stuff and you're like, damn, that guy's hustling. I'm just here sitting on my couch, not doing shit. And you feel like a piece of crap sometimes, you know? And you're like, wait a second. I have my wins, you know?
Yeah.
Like everything that you do that I feel like gets you out of your comfort zone or puts you in a position where you feel like, oh, hell yeah, I achieved that. I say, take them all in, because those are all wins that regardless of how you see them, their efforts that you put, and you're seeing a result that's a positive outcome, you know?
You know, the other thing is you have to see every failure as another step for you to be successful. You know, you said it earlier, like you have to start somewhere. Nothing you create or nothing you bring to life is going to be, you know, perfection right off the bat. You know, you're going to have that first draft regardless of what it is. And then from there, there's always going to be a tweak to it, mm-hmm. right? You're gonna modify it one way or another.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you know, like you said, the whole part, bringing it back to the social media stuff. It's like, if you don't, it's easier again for you to see something. You're like, oh man, I don't feel like I'm doing anything. But if you take the moment to think, like again, people are only posting the good news. You know, mm-hmm. they're not gonna be putting in the bad stuff out there. So if you remember, like, hey, all these people are going through something to get to that point as well. It's just part of the process, and that becomes a different type of mindset. It's like, okay, you know, I'm not moving all the pieces all the time, but everything is going to move me forward. Mm-hmm. And again, it's the mindset, and it's just the part of the process. And when you come to that realization, everything seems like it's supposed to be how it's supposed to be.
You know, for me, my realization was when I made that post about getting rejected by UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had applied for one of their jobs. It wasn't the first time that I had applied, you know, to their jobs, and they told me no right off the bat, you mm-hmm. know, after the interview. So I was like, you know what? I've been posting like all the good things that have been happening in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like one of those reality posts that I got to put out there, you know, because people might see something and they're like, well, he's doing X, Y, and Z, you know, and, you know, it's mm-hmm. perfect. But the reality is there's struggles behind every character, you know, and to some extent, it takes some, like a high level of vulnerability, you know, for you to be like, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's happening in the world. You know, my world is falling apart and I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to share it. You know, so when I made that post, I myself took some time back and I was like, I got to rethink about what am I doing in my career and where do I see myself, you know, 2-3 years from now.
Yeah.
Right. And so, I mean, ever since then, like, I stopped applying to, like, you know, these university jobs. And I started really focusing on, like, what I'm really good at, mm-hmm. you know. And I was able to land another job, you know, working with youth and, you know, really focusing on my trade, right? And then just recently, somebody was like, hey, you know what? LMU is hiring. And so I thought about it and I was like, well, UCLA has told me no. Dominguez Hills has told me no. You know, all these community colleges have told me no, you know. And it was in my mind, you know, I thought about it. But, you know, I think that's one of those, like, if people are willing to share their failures as much as they're willing to share their successes, then everybody else is going to realize that it takes time.
It definitely does. Yeah, and I can... People don't see that, and I think it's important for them to know, because you get lost. Sometimes, you know, like my excuse is like, oh, it might be a stupid excuse to some people, but it's like, okay, I'm the firstborn, right? Like, I have no idea what to do. Like, I'm supposed to be a role model, right, for specific people in my life, but I don't know what I'm doing, you know? And then at some point, I came to the realization that even our parents don't know what they're doing. Like, we're all just figuring it out. Like, everybody we know, we're all just trying to live day by day and figure life out as it comes and plan ahead of time. Some people are better at it. Some people are not. But ultimately, we're all just trying to survive.
There's no guidebook, yeah, right? There's no blueprint, you know, on how to do things, right? Especially like if you're first gen and, you know, your parents are migrants and they moved to the U.S., mm-hmm, you know, they did things their way. So they have their own little playbook on how to be successful. And I admire that, you know, from my parents, because it's like you're walking miles to a country that doesn't even fucking like you, you know, and they're going to treat you horrible and discriminate you just because of the way, you know, where you come from, the way you look and how you speak at some point. And so it's like they made it happen in Los Angeles one way or another.
I know. That trip, right? And then I see myself sometimes. I'm like, bro, what am I doing?
But see, that's the thing. Like now you're... I would consider you and myself like a second generation, mm-hmm, living in this city, right? So now our playbook has to look different, right? Because the struggles are, you know, we're not facing the same challenges. The language barrier is really not there, mm-hmm, you know, because we can communicate and we can navigate, you know, through like all these other loopholes, right? If, you know, students go to college, they more or less have an idea, right? Not to the full extent, because, you know, they can't get help with like financial aid or the college applications and all these things, you know, but you have somewhat of an idea, right? And you know how to look for resources. And I think for us, that's a big, you know, it's an upper hand.
A lot, yeah, for sure.
Right. And so, por eso te digo, like our challenges are going to be a lot different than the challenges that, you know, mom and pops had. But I think, you know, I mean, like we can't hold ourselves like feeling really bad about it, mm-hmm, you know, porque even our own struggles, you know, we got to deal with like mental health, we got to deal with, you know, really defining what success is to us, identity, right? Who are you as an individual, and do you even belong, right, in the place that you're at right now?
To, you know, it's crazy. Like I've said this before in a different podcast, but basically just like a quick wrap of it was that maybe a couple of years ago, for me, maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago, yeah, around that time, I found out that the person I thought was my dad this whole time, it wasn't my dad, it was some other guy. And I was like, hey, I'm your daddy. And I'm like, what the hell? So to me, I had like a, I guess in a sense, like an identity crisis, because I was like, am I who, you know, Eduardo Aguirre? Or am I Eduardo, whatever the guy's last name is? It's like, and then I was like, what the fuck? That's who am I at this point? You know, like I was just given this name and this identity and, you know, this life. But now I'm just like, dude, is that really me? You know, I was just a position that I had to be placed into. And now I had to adapt into it and, you know, grow up with a sense of, oh, I am this person. And then come to the conclusion where you're this other. Oh, you don't know what you are, you know? So it feels weird. You feel lost. And I feel like you can feel that exact feeling in different scenarios, you know, whether it's in your professional life or your life in your relationship or something. But that emotion is there. And I feel like a lot of people don't know how to navigate it a lot of the time.
Well, it's a complex thing or just situation to navigate, you know, porque it's different for everybody. Like there's no one shoe fits all.
Yeah.
You can say like you're Mexican and that's it. Right? Because even being Mexican or from Mexico, like, you know, there's people from Guerrero who speak a certain way. There's people from Michoacán who speak a certain way. So it's like there's those different little barriers, you know, or not barriers, but like differences, you know? And so I think when it comes to identity, there's different factors that shape and mold you, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
One is your origin, where you were born. The other one is the cultural aspect, the language, the food, you know, the customs, the traditions. And even though some of them are interconnected throughout the regions, they're different in their own ways, right? And I think for me, that's one of the things that I've learned to explore over the past, you know, couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as someone who at some point identified as, you know, Latino, Hispanic, right? Because that's what the government told me who I was.
Yeah.
Right? Everywhere I filled out an application, it was like,
check the mark.
You know, check mark, Latino, Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's it. At some point, I was like, that's not who I am. I'm Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then it was Mexican-American when I was introduced to Chicano studies, right? And then after Chicano studies, I was like, wait, but there's more, right? There's indigenous heritage within my family, within the country that we're from, right? So it's like, I got to keep digging deeper.
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. And you know, and I've had that question to myself before too. I felt like, you know, I'm very disconnected from the culture, or I don't know if culture is the right word, but I've had that myself where I'm like, you know what? I feel like I need to reconnect. Like I got to understand that aspect of myself, right? In that cultural sense, you know, and there's no denying that, you know, even when people are like, what are you? Where are you born? Or where are you from? You know, and they're like, oh, I'm from LA. No, where are your parents from? It's like, oh, they're from Mexico, but I'm from here, you know? They can get a little defensive, like, what? I'm American. Yeah, man. But it's crazy. I feel like a lot of people, again, like I mentioned, it's easy to forget that sometimes we have collective feelings as a society, you know? Like you say, it's not the same shoe that fits everybody. But in a way or another, the experiences is kind of, at its essence, the same. You know, like, oh, fuck, I feel lonely. Like, okay, we can all kind of relate to what loneliness feels, yeah. You know? But yeah, no, I think we need to do better to understand how to navigate through that stuff.
Well, it's that, you know, it's reconnecting with that part of, like, identity, whatever identity it is that you're trying to, you know, reconnect with. That's one. The other piece is assimilation. Like, you have to adapt to white America to some extent, right? The language, the professionalism, right? So that way you're able to, I guess, advance, make some advancements.
Yeah.
Right? Porque if you don't, then where's the progress, right? Quote unquote.
Uh-huh. Based on the standards.
Based on the standards, uh-huh. Exactly, right? So that's why, like, we got to code switch, you know, we got to change the way we, you know, we dress, we got to change the way we talk, we got to change the way, you know, we do certain things. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of third, fourth generation folks are, you know, leaning, you know, whether it's intentional or not, you know, they're going towards that path. Porque you got to remember, like, if you come from a family of migrants, it was bad for them. The experience was possibly horrible, you know? So it was like, a ti te decían, estudia para que mejores. Para que seas alguien en la vida, para que tengas un futuro, right? Para que, you know, so you can have a good job, so you don't have to worry about, you know, what's going to happen next or where's the money going to come from, you know. But with that, you know, improvement, there's certain things about your life that you're going to change. So it's complex, right? It's not like,
yeah,
this is who I am and that's it. and that's the tricky part, you know, like, you don't know what's going to happen 3-4 generations down the line.
Yeah.
You know, you could build an entire empire, right? And your empire could be built, like, on these strong principles. But then you don't know what's going to happen when you hand it over to, you know, your kids. And so one time somebody asked me, like, why do you think rich people should be taxed? Or why, something along those lines about, you know, taxing rich people, and if why I had a problem of, you know, Jeff Bezos being a billionaire,
mm-hmm.
And not giving money out, you know, to people who need it, you know, he would still be a billionaire,
yeah.
if he would, if he did that, right? And so my response to that is, it's not about being angry that people become millionaires, billionaires. No. If that's your goal, then by all means, you know, achieve it. You know, get it. Work for it and, you know, do your thing. What I was referring to is taxing people, you know, appropriately.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, you're not going to tax somebody who's low income, working class, you know, a certain amount of money and then tax a billionaire the same amount.
Yeah, exactly. Or give them the opportunities to have loopholes where they pay little to no tax. Exactly. And then the family's like fucking paying a shitload.
And so that's what I was getting at, you know? But I mean, everybody has a different perspective, right? And I think that's the essence of the human experience. Now, whether your approach to things is ethically correct or not, that's a whole different conversation.
That's why I'm fascinated just by getting to know people or just interacting with people, because you get so many tastes of or sides of just humanity. And you're like, what the fuck? It's trippy. Like, if you really take the time to just think about it, how everything's just happening at once and people are just having a bunch of different, a collective thought right now, you're like, whoa, man, that's, you know, it can make anybody crazy.
Yeah.
But it's happened, and I feel like it's easy, again, for us to forget that there's a lot of things happening all at once. It's not just one thing that's just like you're hyper-focusing on, you know? But no, man, it's crazy, you know?
We're having this conversation right here. We don't know what's going down the block, yeah. You know? We don't know what, you know, what's going on in other people's mind, you know, what they're trying to survive, what they're trying to accomplish, you know? And so I think for me that leads me to my point of like doing the work that you do with empathy,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I think we've, as a society, as human beings, we've lost that, you know. When the year first started, yeah. The first 2 days, I witnessed two car accidents, you know, so that's how I started 2023, you know, and the first thing that people did, they took out their phones and they started fucking recording. The kid was in his car. It was banged up.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that they thought was, I'm going to take out my phone.
Yeah.
And I'm going to record. Yeah. You know?
Let me get it for the gram.
Right? So it's like, I think where society is moving, again, so back to social media. Mm-hmm. Right? We're moving on to the, you know, the likes, the shares, you know, the popularity. Mm-hmm. And we're forgetting about that human connection.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I see it. I saw something similar with there was a plane crash a few days ago, I think over by Nepal. And I think like 60 people died on the crash and stuff. But the videos that you see of the crash, it's just everybody around recording. And it's like, dude, that's so surreal. Everybody's just trying to get the best shot, you know, the best video. I'm going to get the views, you know, get whatever it is. Like, bro, what are we doing, you know? Yeah. And then the trippy part is, I was actually mentioning this to a friend, was that we're like, you know, I mean, I'm born in 90, you know, but we're still, you know, I'm assuming you're millennial too, right? Yeah. Yeah, you're not a boomer.
You're not a boomer.
Just kidding, boomers. We love you too. But no, seriously. But it's that generation that we grew up with the internet. Like, we were slapped right into that fucking moment in time where we're like, hey, we got the internet, access to all the world's information. And now we're going to make it about who looks cutest and who has the coolest shit. And now that's where we're at. We're like, we need the, you know, there's influencers. I'm so surprised that sometimes, oh, I'm an influencer. It's like, what? Nobody knows who you are.
What does that mean?
Exactly. What does that mean? Like, what are you influencing? You know? And that word is powerful in itself.
It is.
Influence.
It is. And it could be a good thing and it could be a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's why I've been thinking about how am I going to use my platforms,
mm-hmm.
You know, my own personal account, I went private and I was like, no, I'm gonna shut it down. Still don't know what I'm gonna do with it.
Yeah.
You know, and I have other platforms around, but I've hold off on content because I'm like, what is the message that I want to send out to the people?
Exactly.
Who see it?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And some of these platforms is like, it's young adults, you know, young kids who are watching your content. Right. And so whatever you say, whatever you put out there is going to influence the way they grow up.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that whatever content I'm putting out moving forward is content that's going to influence people in a positive way.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And like you said, like, you, If you're just blasting out content for the sake of content to get the fucking, you know, the views, I'm not going to lie, you know, because I have a podcast, one of my goals is be like, hey, I need to get people to listen to the show, you know, otherwise I'm just talking to myself and having conversations with cool people. But even then I see it for myself. It's a personal growth thing for me. You know, I learn from you. I get new perspectives. That's how I take it. You know, everything else is a bonus too. But ultimately I'm like, fuck, I only got 20 views. You know, I'm like, man, why is it right? You know, last time I had a rant where I was like, man, everybody that doesn't like my shit, don't follow me. Like I had the time to act, you know, again, we're human, you know, sometimes you act on emotion, then you fucking take it in and you're like, maybe I overreacted, maybe I didn't overreact. And then you're fighting with yourself. Like, no, it makes sense why you did it. Point is, you know, just to clear that up real quick. It's mostly just because, like I mentioned, people are easy to interact with, at least from my perspective, are easy to interact with things that are sometimes just numbing to the brain. You know, I see, you know, sex sells. You see, you know, fucking Instagram is full of fucking random ass posts of everybody's an OnlyFans model now.
So I'm seeing how much money they make. I might just start one. I know.
Hey, man, let's do it. But, you know, you see it and you're like, man, this is what it's getting people's attention. Like, it's just laugh, sex, or something that's just going to fucking shoot that dopamine.
The violence.
Yeah, the violence. That comes out. So many violence. I see all the videos. I'm also staring at them like, whoa, man. But that's what's on there. And that's what's capturing people's attention. And up until recently, too, I saw that, you know, in this case, like China, they limit the apps that they're not saying that what they do is correct, but in this case, they're basically switching the algorithm so they can see different things in their country and let the US see all the other junk shit. So they're in a way manipulating what is being fed to the countries, to the societies, all based on, you know, let's keep them numb to this kind of stuff instead of progressing into things. You know, and sooner or later, if that's the case, we're going to start seeing a shift in superpowers and all this stuff. But before that happens, you know, at this point, people are just stuck in the easy stuff, the things that make you feel like, oh yeah, I feel good. But nothing that makes you feel like, oh fuck, question yourself and make you feel uncomfortable. You know, I think that's what's been missing, at least for a while now, you know, but.
I agree with you on that. So.
Yeah. But I mean, we're close to that time here, David. We didn't even introduce you, so
we went straight into it.
No, and that's what I wanted to do, because I feel like at the end of the day, we want people to be involved with what we're trying to present, not with who you think I'm visually first. You know, I think I mentioned to you last time, you know, this is why I moved from showing my face into the monkey. I feel like I need to remove myself in order for people to capture. We're in this society where I need to remove myself in order for people to listen without them prejudging me before they even know what I'm talking about. So I'm like, you know what? Just, you know, take a look at this monkey.
You know, and that goes the complete opposite to what we were talking about, you know, where like people are pushing content to be influencers, mm-hmm. right? Like in your show, it's not your image.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, who is behind this content that's coming out? You know, these conversations, you know, and I think that's what's powerful about it, honestly.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just, again, I'm trying to bring people that are going to have powerful messages. So, David, thank you. Hey, you know, tell us a little bit about your show. I know you're the host, which I didn't even say. But tell me a little about your show, right? We got a couple minutes before we wrap this up. We got five minutes.
So I have my own, you know, started a podcast right when COVID started, you know, mm-hmm. maybe about 2020, called Cafecito con Conciencia. And so the show is pretty much just, you know, it's myself along with a compañera from CSUN, and just having different conversations about what's going on in the neighborhood, you know, from immigration to local politics to, you know, just sharing information about mental health, you know, resources and things like that. I think the point of it is just to have those difficult conversations about, mm-hmm. you know, identity, about, you know, what's problematic, you know, with racist politicians, you know, who are brown, but use brown as an excuse, you know, to say, I'm here to represent you, right? And so, you know, really tackling those issues along with just, you know, connecting folks with like different opportunities and whatnot. But also, I was also thinking about it, and I'm like, I'm documenting stories, you know?
Exactly.
And I think that's the powerful thing about bringing in guests. It's like, you're not just hearing about, you know, my personal experience, but now you're hearing about somebody else's, you know, and like you said earlier, building that human connection.
Yeah, we need to bring it back, man. We need to reconnect, dude, because lately it's everything's like, no, you against me. Like, no. Like, not everybody's, not, you walk around and not everybody's always opposed to each other, but you do walk around and nobody really says or looks at each other while they're walking around. You know, it's weird. You know, sometimes I'm like, maybe I need to start saying hi to people more often. You know, little gestures like that were like, oh, hey, good morning or something.
The buenas tardes, good morning, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Just even that.
Is it happening?
Yeah.
Like, do you walk up to people and just, buenas tardes? Or how many people in your neighborhood do you know?
Yeah.
Like, do you actually know? You know, it's not just
that, not even your neighbor.
It's not just a vecino from like two houses down, three houses down, you know?
Oh man, but yeah, man, thank you for coming out. I appreciate it. And you know, if people want to find your show, what's the best
Instagram? What are your
handles? Instagram.
Instagram is the, you know, that's the only platform that I'm really pushing it. So, you know, they can log into Instagram, Cafecito con Conciencia. You can listen to it on Spotify, Apple. And I think there's one more. I can't remember from the top of my head, but really focusing on those two.
Okay, cool. No, well, again, thank you for coming out. Everybody, thank you for tuning in. And we'll see you guys in a couple of days. Peace out.
Peace. Blurry vision and you know it's 2020 though.